KIPP Academy head football coach Jim Rabbitt is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. A winner this past weekend, and they're on the road this coming weekend in round two of the tournament in Division 8. Jim, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bill, thanks for having me again. This is always a great opportunity to come and talk to you about the program, so thanks again.
Absolutely. Well, you guys took down Lee this past weekend by the score of 44-12. I got a chance to see your team, Jim. I was impressed. I mean, you have some skilled athletes on your team.
Yeah, they certainly make coaching a little bit easier, when we make plays the way we did. And I'm really proud of our guys. It was a tough week. We had a bunch of guys down with illness or other things, and we fought through a lot of that this week, and we put together really probably the most complete game we have all year against a tough team. And I said this to you after the game. I know it didn't show on the scoreboard, but that lead team is well-coached. They're tough. That's a really good team, and, certainly we had our hands full, although the score didn't really indicate that. But, I'm really proud of our guys for fighting through for the full 48 minutes the other day.
You know, I was really glad to get a chance to see some players that, of course, I hadn't seen before, and I think a lot of the North Shore haven't seen before. And I know you've talked about them, but I'll tell you, when you see them in person, they are impressive. Juan Settlesane, you're a quarterback. I'm not sure if I ever pronounced his last name right, but I'll let you try that for me. But, man, this guy is a multi-threat, and he can throw a nice football.
Yeah, Juan is, like I said, he's the heart and soul of our team. As I said, he fought through the flu this week and was playing, believe it or not, under the weather, although it didn't look like it from his play. When he's dealing in reading defenses the way he did, we're really hard to stop. He uses his feet when he needs to, but he doesn't overdo it, which is really impressive that, he could take the ball, tuck it, and run probably a lot more often than he does. But he always gives that extra second for his receivers to get open and somehow seems to find them on plays when he uses his feet to extend plays. So, I really admire that about him, just being able to extend plays, find receivers, and then as you saw, once our receivers have the ball in space, we're hard to stop because we're so dynamic in space. And that's been the game plan all year. When we're effective, that's what we do. And then hopefully we can keep it up moving into the real tough opponents here at the end of the playoffs.
You know, it's interesting, Jim, as I'm thinking now, we did some video clips of your touchdowns, but in a way, just to exactly what you said, when a receiver catches the ball, once they catch it, then they're incredibly dangerous after that. And those were a lot of plays that happened for you guys to set up touchdowns that were a little closer into the red zone, if you will. But you had a lot of those plays, and Vic Maffo, who I was mentioning to you after the game, man, he made some incredible athletic plays, including a diving catch right along the sidelines in front of your bench at one point. Not for a touchdown, but just a fantastic athletic catch.
Yeah, and that's what it's been all year with Vic is, letting him do what he does best, and that's make plays. And I said at the beginning, it makes coaching a whole lot easier when you have players who could just naturally do that, right? That's not scheme. That's not really coaching. That's just a kid being a kid. And Vic is just really silky smooth in what he does. And this is why he's, looking at a bunch of different colleges to play at the next level, especially high academic colleges. I'm excited to see where he plays and where he goes after this because he's a special kind of football player. And one thing we pride ourselves on is with Vic or if it's Chanel or if it's Jovan, our running back, or Juan, one guy has to make that play to extend a drive, to extend the play. And like you said, put us in position in the red zone where we can have our whole playbook open to score touchdowns. And the closer we get to the end zone, I think the more dangerous we are because it's hard for our team to lock into just one player. And if you do, they can still make plays because of their sheer athleticism. But it's also will, too. Our guys dig deep, and you saw that diving catch. That's a lot of drive and effort to dive across the field, and get your feet in bounds, and extend the drive some more. And then, so that stuff I just so proud of our guys for being able to do.
Yeah, in summary, very entertaining game, very entertaining performance on both sides of the ball for you guys. So I had a great time. That was a fantastic football game, at least to see you guys play. Maybe I'm sure Lee doesn't feel that way, but you guys do. Hey, I heard while I was over there, you have a bunch of guys playing at the college level now, right? From previous teams?
We do. We have two players playing right now, one at Middlebury. He's a standout defensive end for them, Dave Phileas. He was a running back, linebacker, Linnem All-Star for us. And also Mike Bryce, who is an offensive defensive lineman. He's playing D-line over at Trinity College in the NESCAC. So that was funny when those guys got to play each other this year. We got a nice picture up on the Twitter of those two standing side by side. And that's what it's all about, you know. And we have a player who went on to BC, Kenneth Beto. He walked on to the practice squad there, you know, helping out with that team at that level. So it's just great to see our guys getting into to great academic schools, right? That's the important thing, right? Trinity and Middlebury and BC, great academic schools, and then obviously being able to pursue, you know, playing football as well. So that's our goal with all of our guys who want to play the next level, is to get them to play, but also expose them to great academic colleges. And you know, Juan and Vic have been looking at those schools too, and I think that's the tradition that we've kind of established, and that's just great for our guys for the future.
Yeah, well, at Middlebury, you can remain a Panther, I believe, right? Yeah.
That's right. It's always a great day to be a Panther.
Hey, let's talk about Lowell Catholic, your opponent coming up this week. It's going to be a road game. And, I mean, these guys have been tough all year, Lowell Catholic. So what's your take on this matchup with Lowell Catholic?
Yep, Lowell Catholic, they took one from us earlier in the year for the league title. You know, we were down a few guys. Juan didn't play in that game. A couple of our linemen were down injured. That's kind of where we were kind of at our peak injury level. But take nothing away from Lowell Catholic. They are one of the best coach teams around. That's at any level, in any division. Coach Sobolewski, everywhere he goes, he seems to win. And that's there's no coincidence there. He's a great coach. They have a great staff over there. And they have some kids who just work really hard. You watch them on film, and they rarely make mistakes. You know, they're not the biggest team in the world, but those guys fight. They fight for every yard on both sides of the ball. I think they have 30 players, so it's even a few players less than us, and those guys get after it. Their running back's very dangerous. Their quarterback loves to run the ball, and he has a motor and a half. And also they have a couple receivers on jet sweeps and on quick tosses that can that get the ball and are dangerous as well. So we are absolutely going to have our hands full with them, and you know, we're hoping to sort of do what we did to Manchester last year, and that's you know, we lost in the regular season. Those teams, and they both took a league title, and our goal is to steal one back and hopefully continue on in the playoffs. But we know we certainly have our hands full with them.
So clearly it sounds Lowell Catholic is pretty much a run-oriented team. Does that sound right?
They definitely want to run the ball with their guys. They will throw the ball because they can, but I think the key for us is to stop their run game, slow them down, and if they are stuck in pass situations, hopefully our athletes can get behind the ball and what we've done all year and in the last few years is we've beaten the ball hawks. You know, quarterbacks throw it up, we go up and get it. And Vic and Juan, I think, have almost 20 interceptions in the last 3 years total. So they certainly got to go up and get the ball as well on defense. So that's our game plan, and we have to match speed with speed and aggression with aggression. And I think it's going to be a hell of a football game. And I think the winner of this team is going to have a really good shot to get to Gillette.
You just mentioned defense. I wanted to ask you one more thing about defense from last week. After looking at the films or whatever, who would you single out on defense? I mean, you guys came to play defensively. That's certainly secondary and up the guys up front too.
Yeah, the guys up front, they've answered the toll. We've been on them all year about getting off the ball and being aggressive, and they don't show up in the stat sheet all the time, right? And that's the bane of being a lineman. You don't show up on the stat sheet. But when your linebackers and your D-backs are making a lot of plays because your linemen are taking up blocks and not creating gaps for running backs to get to, that's when you know you had a great game. And the more you watch the film, the more you saw our D-linemen get off the ball, clog holes, take up blocks, and let our linebackers and our speedy D-backs make plays. And that was our goal. Our goal was to slow down Lee's run game. And for the most part, we did. You know, we can always be a little more consistent. We saw some things on film that we're going to watch today and clean up, and especially in the run game, because we know, you know, Lowell Catholic are a little more dynamic in their run game, a little more speed. So I want to make sure we clean up those things. But our guys are starting to get it. I said it last week and the week before that we're clicking at the right time. I think we're peaking at the right time. We're healthy at the right time on both sides of the ball. As long as we continue to get better and limit our mistakes and learn from each week, win or loss, I think this week we have a really good chance.
And, Jim, finally, anything else you want to share with us about Kip football here?
I just think, again, like a lot of our guys, underrated. You know, we're a small school, obviously, Division VIII in the North Shore. There's a lot of great North Shore football teams. You know, we go to the Lynn Item All-Star banquet every year, and there's some dynamic programs. You've got Swampscott, Marblehead, Peabody, Danvers, all those great schools. the Lynn schools as well. I just think our guys are a bit underrated, and I think when you come out to see us and watch us play, you can see that we could probably play with just about anyone in the area. We have great football players, great athletes, and kids who want to play. So if you can get out there either Friday or Saturday, this game is still TBD. We'll hopefully put on a good show for everybody. And that's our goal, put on a good show and play some real good football.
Well, Jim, congratulations to you, the coaching staff, and, of course, those players on the win last week, and we'll talk again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Bill.
All right. Jim Rabbitt, head football coach, Kipp Academy Football, here on MSONewsSports.com.